Let's head to Port Washington, where the Mercantile Plaza is excited to announce a kickoff of the inaugural Port Art Showcase. And joining us is Julie Christensen. And Julie, tell us about this. And, you know, normally we don't see art shows in the middle of winter.
Exactly. Well, and that is precisely why we're doing it. We're trying to create a reason for people to come to Port Washington during these cold months. And with the artist presentations happening indoors, as well as the displays of artwork in area businesses, about 25 businesses around the town, it's pretty easy to manage with any type of weather condition.
All right. So I guess the first question people have, is this going to be indoors or outdoors?
Yeah. So the kickoff to the event, which actually runs for 2 full weeks, the kickoff will be on February 10th, which is Saturday. And it'll start with a presentation from the League of Milwaukee Artists. We have 28 different artists that will be presenting their work, so probably about 2 minutes each, short presentation. And then they will be delivering all of their art to surrounding businesses. All of that is taking place indoors.
Now, is there some sort of a map as to where you can go to see all this artwork?
There is. So people will be able to get maps online. We will have QR codes on all of our social media. We will also have posters and signage, and then we will also be handing out maps as well. So they will be able to figure out which art is at which location. We're also doing an event, a raffle event on the 24th to kind of culminate that 2 weeks of display, where if you visit 10 different art locations, you will qualify for a raffle and free prizes as well.
Now, here's something that kind of sparked my interest, and that's the Galentine's Night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so in Port Washington, every third Thursday, the town tries to do something interesting, and many of the area businesses actually are open late. We usually stay open until 7 or 8 o'clock. And have different events happening. They might be DIY art projects. Some people do wine tasting, chocolates, things like that. And so various different businesses are doing things for that third Thursday on the 15th.
And I guess the other question a lot of people have is, with all this art on display, is any of it available for purchase?
It's all available for purchase, actually. So with each piece of art and on all of our promotional materials, there is a QR code and also a website for a silent auction portal. So all of the pieces will have a photograph of the art, description of what it's made out of, the size, where it's located, and then you will be able to bid online. There will be both a minimum bid level and then also a buy it now. So if you're really in love with something, you can just buy it outright and it'll be taken out of the auction, silent auction process.
I love that there's going to be an art show in the middle of winter. Now, if anybody out there wants more information about the event that kicks off next Saturday, the Port Art Showcase going on for 2 weeks, where can they find it?
So we have a Facebook event page, Port Art Showcase. Also, if you go to Mercantile Plaza Port Facebook page, you'd be able to find it there. And then also, if you just see a poster around town, you can also scan the QR codes that are on that poster.
Julie Christensen, great to have you here.
Thank you so much. And we hope that everybody comes out and takes a look at this wonderful art from the League of Milwaukee Artists.